Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Broon.
The US Report with Adrian Broon, all the way from Manhattan, New York. Adrian, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hi, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, I'm doing better than Tillerson. Well, to find out, like the rest of us, that you have lost your job.
We're all doing better. it's quite it took us all by surprise, I would say, today. So it's the first fire or the first resignation for the career oil man who spent his spent his entire career at ExxonMobil before he joined the Trump administration. But it was only a matter of time. In the chaotic world known as the Trump administration, the instigator-in-chief has ousted Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and plans to nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him as the nation's top diplomat, thus orchestrating a major change to his national security team amid delegate outreach, such as possible talks with North Korea. I mean, that's just one of multiple things on the plate. Now, tension between Tillerson and Trump had simmered in previous months, but Tillerson cut short a trip from Africa on Friday to return to D.C. after he received the news of his termination, but not in person. The reason for the latest rift is unclear, but the two men often appeared at odds over policies such as the nuclear deal with Iran and the tone of U.S. Diplomacy. Now, a spokesman for Tillerson said the Secretary of State, quote, had every intention of staying, unquote, in his job and was, quote, unaware of the reason, unquote, for his firing. So Trump told America, as usual, through a tweet, and then he followed up with reporters. Here is a clip, Abs, of that exchange earlier this morning.
I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want. But I think Mike Pompeo will be a truly great Secretary of State. I have total confidence in him. And as far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
Mr. President, what did you tell Rex Tillerson? What did you say to Rex Tillerson?
Rex and I have been talking about this for a long time. We got along actually quite well, but we disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same. With Mike Pompeo, we have a very similar thought process. I think it's going to go very well. Rex is a very good man. I like Rex a lot. I really appreciate his commitment and his service. And I'll be speaking to Rex over a long period of time.
Oh, okay. So still talking about
I have a clip for you of Tillerson's remarks later in the day. He took quite about 10 minutes to brief reporters on all the it was a little bit of a strange press conference when he just took the time to basically brief reporters on everything that was going on within his purview. And then at the very end, he sort of said goodbye. I have a clip for you of that.
I close by thanking all for the privilege of serving beside you for the last 14 months. Importantly, to the 300 plus million Americans, thank you for your devotion to a free and open society, to acts of kindness towards one another, to honesty and the quiet hard work that you do every day to support this government with your tax dollars. All of us, we know, want to leave this place as a better place for the next generation. I'll now return to private life as a private citizen, as a proud American, proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country. God bless all of you. God bless the American people. God bless America.
Yeah, okay. And then still staying with the White House, though. I mean, how are they doing with this whole issue of, school shootings? Apparently, they're forming a school safety board.
Right. So under pressure to tackle the issue of school shootings, the Trump administration is launching a new commission on school safety headed by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, as well as reallocating Justice Department funds to provide weapons training for teachers. Now, though the White House announced support for strengthened background checks, missing from its proposal were guidelines to raise the age limit for buying certain weapons. The NRA, the National Rifle Association, has filed a lawsuit to stop similar age-restricting legislation in Florida. We'll see where that's going to go. There has already been an age restriction set in Florida. It was signed into law last week. Now, the DeVos Commission is expected to offer recommendations within a year on training, firearms training for teachers, among other things. Meanwhile, some schools have taken a hard line over a planned 17-minute nationwide student walkout on the 17th of March over guns, and they're promising to suspend those students who walk out, while other schools are using a safety approach, working with students to set up places on campus where they can remember the victims of the Florida shooting and express their views about school safety and gun control. So it's going to be an interesting day on the 17th of March to see what's going to happen with students.
And then let's talk about Harvey Weinstein very quickly. Take us, is there any latest reports on it from his side?
Yeah, the NYPD is reportedly on the verge of making an arrest in the case of rape allegations against Harvey Weinstein. New York City's Chief of Detective Robert Boyce last week said that police have gathered considerable evidence in the investigation, but that it was up to the district attorney to decide whether and when the disgraced film producer would be indicted. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has joined in the fray, reportedly reviewing 5 cases against Weinstein. Weinstein's attorneys have said that he denies any claim of non-consensual sex and that they would respond in any appropriate legal form where necessary.
Oh, my goodness. And then lastly, Adrian, finishing off our interview, the sisters were on it again. Venus, though, came out on top.
Yeah, she did. For the first time since 2014, Venus Williams defeated younger sister Serena, taking her down 6-3, 6-4 in the Indian Wells Masters third round yesterday in Palm Springs. Now, the match is the sisters' 29th since first facing off 20 years ago, and it put an end to Serena's comeback tour after 14 months off for maternity leave. She said, quote, "I haven't played in over a year. I just have a long way to go, and I look forward to the journey," unquote. Now, Venus advances to play Anastasia Sevastova, or she played her today. I don't have the results of that match yet, but if she rolled over Serena, it couldn't have been a difficult one.
Well, it is then, Adrian Bruni. Thank you so much once again for the latest updates. But it's going to be interesting to see the developments with Trump. I mean, this is one administration I think has changed so many times. At some point, I don't know who's who and who's where. Some people's security clearances are revoked. And it's just a whole mess. Or is it a mess as I think it is? Or am I thinking too much about it?
No, it's a mess. As Trump said, I guess he's finally getting the cabinet that he thinks he wants, but he's sacrificed just about everybody to get there. So you don't just go around firing your foreign minister or your secretary of state with a Twitter or with a tweet. This is just sort of it's pretty unprecedented in American history.
All right. Adrian, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. We'll chat again on Friday.
Okay, sounds great, Abs.
Thank you so much. Adrian Bruni, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Manhattan, New York.